There we go. All right, everybody. So now how we do this, again, so those of you just checking in, if you can't do any email, don't worry. You'll have everybody can participate tonight in getting a chance at the free tickets. So let me just give you a little heads up on the deal on free tickets. Remember, this is in Los Angeles, California. And so if you do win the free tickets, you actually can bring a friend, so it's like a double whammy for you if you win. And but you do have to get there and your accommodations and so forth, but your entire tuition is paid. Now, a couple things. So if you do win and you're not, and you're never in a million years going to come, please don't, you know, take a ticket from somebody that would want to come. And if you do win and you are planning on coming, a lot of times, I got to tell you folks, I've been doing this many years, you know, people win stuff and then they don't use it, and we're sitting there waiting for them at the door to come in and they never show up. So when people win free stuff, sometimes they don't show up. So there's a very simple deal here. If you do win, you'll have to, get in touch with Rick. And you'll put down a $100 no-show deposit to show that you're serious, and there's no hassle getting it back when you get there. You get it back immediately. And this just proves that you're serious. So that's part of the deal tonight. And if you've already registered and paid, then you get a free VIP upgrade for yourself. So that's kind of the little parameters of our giveaways tonight as we go through our how to get massive publicity training course. So we're ready to give away the first set of tickets for all you early birds, and there's plenty of you out there now. So what you do is you are going to put the following phrase in the subject line of an email, and the email is going to go to orders, O-R-D-E-R-S, orders, at Antion, Antion.com. Orders at Antion.com. That's going to be the same address we're going to use all night. So once you put it in once, it'll probably be remembered in your email program. And then you're going to put different subject lines in to win. So we're going to give out two sets of tickets. So that's actually for four people. So two sets, and you can bring a friend. And here is the first subject line. Are you ready, everybody? Ready? I want to be an author. Put it in your subject line, send it over, and I'll announce the winners after we go through some of our opening comments here. I want to be an author. Put it in your subject line of your email and send it to orders at Antion.com. If you can't email, remember, we will have an essay contest later that I'll tell you about near the end, and you'll still have a chance to win. Okay, great. They're starting to roll in now. Okay, so let's get going here. Welcome to the virtual studios of Antion Associates. I'm Tom Antion, and I'll be your host for the evening. We're broadcasting tonight, as always, from the Great Internet Marketing Retreat Center in Virginia Beach, Virginia, where for now going on 13 years, listen to this, Rick, 1,700 people have come through and studied with me in my house in Virginia Beach. So we're very proud of that, and it's the only place of its kind, only facility of its kind in the world. Tonight, we have a great repeat guest. Rick Frischman will be telling us how to make our fortune using free publicity as our vehicle. Just got a couple quick announcements before we get started. The replay of this, because Rick talks, about 150 miles an hour with gusts 180, all right? So you got to be ready to write stuff down. But if you need to listen again, the replay will be available probably for 3-4 days at the same place where you register, greatinternetmarketing.com/teleseminars.htm. greatinternetmarketing.com/teleseminars.htm, and you're welcome to pass that on to your friends, colleagues, and they will thank you for it. Also, a lot of our replays are at TomAntionWebinars.com. TomAntionWebinars.com. You'll find replays of past webinars and events like this. When you visit, please like the page at the top and leave a comment at the bottom, and I'll respond personally to you. Next quickie is just released, copywriting901.com. Copywriting901.com. This is the number one skill that I believe helped me make my fortune. And my number one business skill is being able to write words that get people to give you money. And I finally put everything in a beautiful online course, getting rave reviews. It's made me at least $20 million that we can halfway track. I mean, it's probably more than that because you can't really track everything. But it's a very inexpensive introductory price. Don't go there now. We've got other things to do. All right. Now, let's get rolling here. How authors use publicity to make massive book sales. Rick Frischman's with us tonight, founder of Planned Television Arts. Rick has been one of the leading book publicists in America for over 30-plus years, I would say now. He's worked with many of the top book editors, literary agents, and publishers in America, including Simon & Schuster, Random House, Wiley, HarperCollins, Pocket Books, Penguin, Putnam, and Hyperion. He's worked with the best-selling authors, including Bill Moyers, Stephen King, Caroline Kennedy. These next two always crack me up, although Howard Stern and Jimmy Carter, like I said, Jimmy's in the news lately, and we're all sending our prayers to him. But you just don't hear him in the same sentence as Howard Stern all that often. So, also, Mark Victor Hansen, Nelson DeMille, John Grisham, Hugh Downs, Henry Kissinger, Alan Dershowitz, Arnold Palmer, Harvey McKay. I mean, you know, I'm getting out of breath on this. So let's bring him on. Rick, welcome to the show.
I'm glad you stopped talking about all that stuff. Well, thank you, Tom, and welcome everybody to the telecast and webcast, et cetera. And,
if you can speak up a little bit.
All right, let me just make
much
it louder.
That's much
that
better.
Better.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
I'm going to go check for the winners while you get started.
Okay, great. So welcome, everybody, and it's a great honor to be here with Tom. I met Tom in, 2002 and became best friends, and he is the most honorable man I know and one of the most brilliant, and he rolls, what he says is the way it is, and he is also my number one longest-running speaker at Author 101 because he just comes with his heart open and teaches and is just always give amazing value. And in fact, I've had thousands of people, hear him and hundreds of people enroll in his programs, and not one has ever said a bad word. And and that's just amazing. So forgive me, I'm going to talk fast tonight, so you will have a replay. So we're going to try to give out lots of information. Yes, of course, we would love all of you to come to Author 101 University. So just go, if you're on you should all be on a computer because you should be sending emails to Tom every 8 minutes to try to win a free ticket. But in the meantime, I'd like you to just go to the website author101.com. That's where Author 101 University is, and, see some of our speakers and what we do. And testimonial.
Yeah, which site do you want them to go to, directly to Author 101 University?
But they all go to the same place.
Okay,
Author101.com goes there as well.
And I need to jump in and I need to jump in and remind them that I have a video on there, and somehow it didn't get switched, so it's April's video. So a lot of the same information is valid if you happen to watch it, but within a couple of days we'll be putting the new one up there for this one. So don't worry about that. This is an October event, not April.
Yeah, October 22 to 24. Just so you fly in, and a lot of coasts are on the West. Folks are on the West Coast. Wednesday night we have networking. You register Wednesday night, and then we start Thursday morning, 9 to 7, and then we meet editors and agents, and then the same thing on Friday, and we're same thing Saturday with meet and greet. It's all on the schedule is up there on the site. But it's a three-day event, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And a lot of you will be coming as our guests. And those who don't, you have an opportunity, who don't win tonight, you have an opportunity of writing an essay. And we give some scholarships. And, of course, we all want you to come. So that's something to check out. Also, just check out rickfrischman.com. That's my personal site. And there's lots of great info there. You can get my Rolodex, et cetera. But we're going to teach about publicity and about publishing. And just very briefly, I started in 1976. So this is my 39th year. I guess I have to update my
bio. Oh, my goodness, yeah.
I'm getting old. So I started my 39th year doing publicity. And I launched all those folks we talked about, from Harv Becker and Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen. And a lot of novelists, by the way. And a lot of you on the line are writing novels. And a lot of folks I worked with were unknowns when we started with them, like Nelson DeMille and Barbara Taylor Bradford and Nicholas Sparks and, a lot of folks who were total unknowns, but publicity and marketing and doing, publicity every day is what got them to the top, and they don't stop, and we're going to talk about that. And so I've been a PR guy for most of my life, launching authors. And then I wanted to write a book. And as I lovingly say, and Tom agrees with me, I am the worst writer in America. I mean, I totally suck. I'm the worst writer on this call, but I'm probably the worst writer in America. And yet I have 18 books out. I've been working on number 19. I'm always working on the next book. Sold hundreds of thousands of books, and I don't even know how to write. So we're going to talk about, I'll teach you exactly how I write my book. And now I'm a publisher at Morgan James Publishing in New York. And we publish about 150 books a year. We get 5,000 manuscripts a year. We accept 150, fiction, nonfiction, children, and faith. And fellow David Hancock is the owner of the company. So I'm always looking for great authors, and people who come to Author 101, meet our editors, meet me, meet David, get deals on the spot, and meet literary agents and other publishers who are going to be there. So even if you are only thinking of writing a book, by the end of tonight's call, you will know that you need to write a book, and you'll have tools and contacts to get it done. So we're going to talk about marketing, publicity, and why everyone needs to get published. Even Tom Antion has a book that was published by a major publisher, and he hates the major publisher, and other books. But even he has books out. And if Tom can do it, anybody could do it. So
I think I'm at 17 myself, 17 books out.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm in a race with you. So.
All right, we got some winners, though.
Let me,
I got a couple winners here, and it's so interesting. Talk about instant karma. Kimberly Valdemira was the one that helped out with the audio checks in the beginning, and she ended up being the first winner. Also, a lady that had trouble registering, she got instant karma and make up for her trouble, a Joan out of Saskatoon. So Joan and Kimberly, you're both winners. We'll follow up with you if you're definitely coming. For those of you just checking in, people put up $100 no-show deposit, which they get back with no hassle as soon as they get there, because a lot of times people don't show when there's no skin in the game. But we're thrilled to see you. Plus, you get each ticket gets to bring a friend. So you can bring somebody with you. So and then there's VIP upgrades available if you want to purchase one of those. And if you've already signed up for Author 101 and paid and you happen to win, you get a VIP upgrade. So that's how we play it. And
by the way, if you win, you can send me an email. This is obviously we know, but you can send me an email, just rick@rickfrischman.com, nice and easy. rick@rickfrischman.com. Some of you are on my list already. Say, I'm a winner from Tom's call, and I will send you back this special coupon code so that you can register right away. Pay your $100. We give you see me or my wife, Robbie, as you come to the event. We give you a check back right on the spot. And by the way, hotel rooms are only $119 a night. It's right at the LA airport. Free shuttle. You don't need to rent a car. But once we know that you have, that you've gotten your flights, gotten your hotel, and you and registered, then we put you on our master list that you're coming. But so everyone that wins tonight, just send me an email, rick@rickhirschman.com, saying I'm a winner. Tom will send me the list too, but that's the easiest way of rolling. Okay.
And one other thing, I promised Kimberly a shout out just for helping us on her website, and it's a book related, teachingfunbook.com. Teachingfunbook.com. Everybody check it out later. All right, take it away.
Okay, so let's talk. I'm going to talk a little bit about publicity, and then we're going to talk about publishing and tell some stories, and Tom will jump in every few minutes, and we'll get some new winners. The key to publicity is, number one, all of you, yes, need to have a book. But even before then, you need to have your website. And obviously, Tom is my guru on websites and everything internet-related. But check out rickfrischman.com. The first thing I want you to do, and write this down, is own a ton of URLs. This is the most important thing. URLs are the www. Dot. So like TomAntion.com, RickFrischman.com, Author101.com. I own 50, 100. Tom probably owns 1,000. I have my own URL getter, which is the cheapest I've ever heard of on the internet. We sell it for the littlest amount we can, which is $9.99, and it's Rick's. CheapDomains.com. Ricks, R-I-C-K-S, Cheap, C-H-E-A-P, Domains, D-O-M-A-I-N-S.com. You can get it cheaper, You know, ours is a private label of a big company, but they mark it up, and ours are only $9.95. We don't sell you any other stuff. So here's what we want you to do. Number one, get your name. Number two, get misspellings of your name. So I have Rick Frischman, and also F-R-I-S-H-M-A-N, but also F-R-I-S-T-H-M-A-N. If you can't get your name, and many of you haven't been able to get it because your name is very common, like John Smith, then here's what I want you to do. I want you to get thejohnsmith.com, the one and only John Smith, the original John Smith, my John Smith. I also want you to get johnsmithauthor.com, johnsmithspeaker.com. Obviously, we're using your name and misspellings of your name so that as an author, and as a publisher, as a producer, I used to be a producer at WOR Radio in New York, and I produced radio for years, and I've worked with thousands of producers. The first thing that we do is do a Google search and see what comes up. In fact, Tom and I, check out, tons and tons of folks. And the first thing Tom and I do is do a Google search and see what comes up. And he'll come back to me and say, oh, this person wants to speak at Author 101. Do you know that they have 43 class action suits against them and 142 people are suing them? And by the way, they're so-and-so. And we can find this stuff out. Well, guess what? Everybody can. So if you go to put Rick Frischman in or Tom Antion in as a Google search, you'll see probably 20 pages on me, and most of it about my books and what I do, and shows I've been on. The first thing that comes up is my site, rickfrischman.com, which is my speaker author site. So that's what should happen with you, even if you're not an author yet, is your main site should be the site about you, that so we know who you are, your unique selling opportunity, what's unique about you, how many other sites you have, if you have books, if you've been on radio and TV, testimonial pictures should be up there. So on my site, you see me on Oprah, you see me on Fox News, you see stories about me in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. That's added credibility. You see testimonials from guys like Tom Antion and Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield and Brendan Burchard, et cetera. Folks that I've worked with, but then you get lots of information that I'm giving you and also a way to stay in touch with me. So I make an offer, which I call my ethical bribe, which in this case is my $3 million Rolodex. I'll probably be changing it soon to something even simpler, like the 12 mistakes that authors make. The Rolodex is 131 pages long, and it's just very long. But it gets you opted into my list, where as soon as you opt in, you get my Rolodex, and then I start communicating with you and saying, hey, it's Rick, did you get it? Let me give you some more information, and becoming your friend. And you are getting trust, because I'm not selling you. I'm trying to help you. And the system that I use to do all of that, that you get my newsletter and you get all my stuff, is the system that actually I am partnered, thank God, finally, with Mr. Tom Antion. And you actually get a discount for this, which is our Kickstart cart system, which is the best and cheapest and the easiest to use. And where do they go for that? I mean, just to get a free...
What they need to do is they can check out kickstartcart.com, but don't sign up there. You can just email me directly, and I'll get you the discount. The discount isn't there. You'll be able to get quite a bit off on your first year, and
like
we give all free training.
Off. I mean, yeah, some crazy amount off and training and stuff, so it's great. So don't just check it out, but then email Tom, and we'll get you the how to get your great discount. And this is what I use.
It would be the same email address we're using for the prizes tonight, orders@antion.com.
Yeah, so back to publicity. This is the most important thing that you do is get your URL, have your site, because we're going to be checking you out. Now, let's go back to URLs. Your next homework assignment, we're going to give you lots of homework assignments, and then I think we're almost at 8 minutes, is I want you to write down 5 potential titles of books you are going to write. And here is the secret sauce. Your title is going to be 1 to 5 words. So, link, where's your wow, guerrilla publicity. All of my books are 1 to 5 words, but there's been a study and over the past 100 years that the bestsellers that are the titles have been 1 to 5 words. The subtitle of the book can be as long as you like. So I have 17 ways to get your competitors to wish they were you, 28 strategies to do X, 43 ways to lose weight by next week. That is the promise of the book. We don't need to own that, but you need to own the URL. And write this down. If you don't own the URL to the title of your book, it is not the title of your book. And you should also have, for instance, one of my books is Where's Your Wow? I would also own wheresyourwowbook.com. And if you're writing a novel, which is a story, and we work with lots of editors, and I publish fiction as well, I would even put wheresyourwowmovie.com. If it's a novel, I would put movie, because everyone would like their book to be turned into a TV show or a movie as well. So the first part about publicity is your website, your URL. Of course, having a book sets you apart from everyone else, but let's talk about getting on radio, TV, and newspaper really fast. Wait, I think let's just take a fast break and give away 2 more sets of tickets.
Okay, get your email out. Those of you that are just checking in a little bit late, if you don't have email, you can always participate in an essay contest we'll have at the end. But if you do have email, you're going to email orders@antion.com. And here is the next phrase you'll put in the subject line. Ready? I want to be a bestseller. I want to be a bestseller. Put it in the subject line, email it to orders@antion.com, and we'll announce the winners in a little while.
So okay. 2 people will win, and each person can bring a guest. So
that's right.
Understand? You know, that that's for 4 people, which is great. Okay, let's talk publicity. Again, as I mentioned before, I was a producer at WOR Radio, and I booked thousands of guests on TV, radio, and newspaper all over the country. Here is the secret sauce, I use that line again, to getting publicity. Write this down. Number one, producers and editors have ADD. You have to keep it short. You have to think bullets, and you have no more than 30 seconds to grab them and make them excited about you. So don't send a long letter, and certainly not long emails. I just got an email from someone that was like 3 pages long. I just blanked out. I will read about 2 paragraphs, and if you have some bullets, that's even better. Have bullets, questions, testimonials, media, you know, testimony, and a press kit. A press release is 1 page with bullets. Don't make it long. It's good to have a press release, but most importantly, here's the thing that's going to set you apart. A, I want you to be controversial. Controversy sells. You're going to all be talking about 1 of 4 areas or 3 areas. The first one is money and subsets of money, how to make more, how to send your kids to college for free, et cetera. That everybody needs more money, needs to learn how to make more money. So anything that you have to do, your stockbroker, financial planner, insurance agent, that's a great subject. Raise your hand. By the way, that we have, this is great technology. We can see you. So raise your hand if you are talking about or an expert about another subject, and that would be health or diet. Everyone wants to lose weight. Even my friend Tom Antion is much lighter than he used to be. He's now fast on the tennis court. You know, we have a lady speaking at Author 101 who is one of the top diet and nutrition experts in the world, and I knew her when she was totally unknown. Her name is J.J. Virgin, and now she has 2 number 1 best-selling books, New York Times best-selling books, and products that go along with it, and we'll talk about that.
And I think the only virgin that's ever been at Author 101. Not sure.
Well, there you exactly. You are a
couldn't help
man.
It.
All right. You're sick. All right. So money, diet, health. The third big area, raise your hand if you can answer questions about this, is relationships. Match.com, finding a husband, finding a wife, sibling rivalry, etc. Always a huge subject in the subsets of that. And 4th is sex and anything having to do with sex. The most important thing now that all of you are experts, from today on forward, I am saying that you are all the number 1 experts in the world in your category. So claim your title, okay? You must claim a title. So A, controversy sells. The next thing is claim a title. You're the number 1 experts in the world on this subject. And if someone says that they are a bigger expert than you are, that's okay, because then you have controversy. Number 3, what all of you can do is solve a problem. Each one of you are problem solvers. And you need to work off the headlines of what's going on. There's a hurricane coming up the right now that may hit Florida. Maybe you're a weather expert. Obviously, politics is in the news. We're publishing a book on politics. I was coaching authors today. The greatest guy in the world for every author in politics is a guy named Donald Trump. I mean, every day this guy says something that is so delicious and so wonderful and so controversial that you can react to. It's just beautiful. And there are, just on the other side of the aisle, they're, you know, ridiculous human beings on the Democratic side as well. I just happen to love right now, we have 16 or 17 of them, you know, trying on the Republican side. It's great. I'm not taking sides. I'm just saying react to what's in the news and take the opposite side and be controversial, okay? Again, the other part is you're all problem solvers on one of your areas. Figure out what the 3 biggest problems people have today, and you have to solve them. If you can solve them, we will want you on the air. We will want a book from you. We want you on TV. We want you in radio. We want you in the newspaper because you're an expert that can solve a problem. Lastly, don't be a crazy person. You know, I don't want you to say dumb things to get on the air. It will always come back and bite you. People, you know, try to be controversial by you know, being, you know, saying something silly. And careers are ended in 10 seconds. I mean, you can think of even like Don Imus, who was trying to be funny years ago, and there are dozens of people and congressmen and politicians that have said something stupid, and now you don't think it's on the air? You don't think it's being recorded? Believe me, it is. Everybody's got an iPhone or a camera that is out there and recording you all the time. So watch every word that comes out of your mouth. And that is the key to publicity. And I'm going to give you some steps on how we then get your information out there. And let's talk about PR firms as well. But let's stop and let's do another phrase for two more winners.
Okay, so let me tell the winners from the last one, and then we'll give you another phrase. First is Pam, I can't pronounce her with a V, Redfelt, and Barbara Talley. I know Barbara Talley from another 100 years ago. So Pam and Barbara, you are winners. So email Rick at rickfrischman.com for your coupon code and and if you've already signed up, then you get free VIP upgrades and so forth. Okay, so everybody get ready for the next one. The next one, you know, email orders at antion.com and get ready. This is a popular one. Show me the money. Show me the money. Put that in the subject line and email it to me. And this would be a good time to take a short break and tell them a little bit about the event, Rick.
Great. And by the way, I see some people have already gone to rickfrischman.com and signed up for my Rolodex, Evan C., and, you know, so go do that. So let's talk about the event just for a moment. Again, we've been doing this since 2002. We've done one, two, or three events a year. So what is that, Tom? You're good with numbers. About 13 years, I guess? Or maybe it's our 14th year.
Yep.
So I would say
twice a year.
Yeah, so I would say it's probably about 25 to 30 events we've done. The longest running author event around, and actually morphed from, and I, you know, met Tom at Mark Picker Hansen's Mega Book Marketing University, and we kind of took over when he stopped doing it. What's great is I'm very close to it. It's a family event, obviously. My wife and I run it. We only invite folks that we love and trust to be speakers there, even though lots of folks are dying to get on our stage, and we only let them come if they really are heart-centered, have great content, and they're friends. People are flying in from all over the world already to be there. And there's lots of teaching that goes on, but the real meat, too, is that you get to meet on Thursday afternoon. We have an agent author panel and publisher panel, and Friday afternoon we have the panel again, and then you get to have, it's speed dating for authors. You get to pitch your book to us in 5-minute intervals, and you get to meet editors, agents, ghostwriters, book packagers. And we give you comments, and then if people are getting deals right on the spot. Now, I know you're getting scared, dude, so here's the key thing. You only need to bring a book proposal. Your book does not have to be written. And let's go even further. You don't even have to have a book at all. You can just come and just have an idea for a book, and we'll teach you and work with you on what you should be doing. You could. What I'd love you to bring with you is just tons of business cards and actually a one sheet about you that you can hand us. And the one sheet is like your website, but basically, here's who I am. Here are my websites. Here's why I'm an expert. Here's what I've done in the past. And here's my platform. My platform is I have 10,000 Facebook followers. I have 20,000 Twitter followers. I'm on LinkedIn and YouTube. One lady came a couple of years ago and got a book deal because she had like 30,000 people that followed her on YouTube every day, just YouTube. But she had a follow. Are you a speaker? If you've had any books in the past, what are they? If they've been self-published, and we'll talk about different ways of getting published, that's okay. But who did them? How many did they sell? And really, what do you want to do in the future? We look for people who want to give back. At Morgan James Publishing, our publishing company, we give a portion of every book that we publish to Habitat for Humanity. We build houses in Virginia and not far from where Mr. Antion is in Hampton, Virginia, and Newport News. And David Hancock is actually president of Habitat for Humanity down in that part of Virginia. So we look for folks that are interested in giving back to the world and want to make a difference. Yes, we teach you not only about getting published and publicity, but the other thing that we do is we teach you how to make money, because we want you to make money. With money, you can build houses, you can pay for your grandchildren's college. Money is a good thing. So we teach you how, Tom calls it the ka-ching factor. I call it MPI. Write that down. MPI is massive passive income. That's what I want for you. And that's what Tom teaches you, is how you're making money while you sleep and doing great things and changing the world. And we have some folks that come and can barely scrape together two nickels to get there. And we have some folks that are coming in their private plane. Bad story. And then, you know, you can check out the site, you can check out the testimonials. But one kid came a few years ago. He was broke. He actually borrowed money from his parents to come. He was more than broke. He was bankrupt. He was way, you know, over his head in debt. I met him at the event and fell in love with this kid. All he brought with him was a book proposal. I fell in love with him, and I introduced him to an agent who I invited to the event, named Scott Hoffman, who comes to our event every year. And we took him under our wing. Scott redid his proposal. His book came out a year later called Life's Golden Ticket. I did the publicity on it, and it did pretty well. The little kid was named Brendan Burchard. Fast forward 2 years later, which is about 4 years ago, and he needed to get a book out quickly. He had a PBS show coming out. He wrote the book in 13 days in January. He gave me the book on February 5th. We published the book on March 5th, and it was number one in the New York Times on March 21st. And that was The Millionaire Messenger. So don't let anybody tell you that you can't get it done and that it takes 2 years to get a book out and it takes a year to write it. Baloney. He wrote it in 13 days. We got it on the bestseller list and published it in 2 months. Now, we pulled out, you know, a lot of stops to get that done. But, you know, it can happen if you just learn. And he came to the event just like many of you on the phone now who are listening in. He came on faith. He borrowed money. And he just wanted to learn. And then he met the right people, and his life was changed. And now he's a multimillionaire. Now, I'm not guaranteeing that this is going to happen to you or that you're going to be a multimillionaire, but I do guarantee that you're going to meet the greatest people you ever met, people who are there because they're trying to change the world and do great things. And I get a little woo. I believe that people come, that there's something in the universe that you're just saying to yourself, some of you, I know I have to be there, and you're going to do whatever it takes. And the right people come, and the flip side of it is the universe keeps the wrong people out. And if there are people there who have really negative energy, who just aren't there to really help other folks in the room, and we gladly give them back their money and ask them to leave. I only want really great people. So that's kind of my philosophy in the event. I've been very blessed, you know, and I've been doing this a long time, and like, Tom does not need to make any more money. I mean, he sits around all day and he's playing with his dog, you know. But he does it because he loves giving back and helping folks. And this is my way of giving back as well.
So, well, there's two more great people that are coming.
Okay.
Great. Melissa Guzetta and Tammy Conrad. Melissa Guzetta and Tammy Conrad. Email Rick at rickfrischman.com. And take it away with some more content, Rick.
Okay, let's do more content. All right, so that's what the event is about. I want to give you a little bit more about publicity, and then we're going to talk about writing the book, because, I mean, Tom and I can talk all weekend, as you will see. So I'm just trying to give you the highlights right here. So with publicity, there are a few things that you can do that cost little or no money. I wrote a book called Guerrilla Publicity, and people used to pay my PR firm an average of $5,000 to $10,000 a month. And if you were to hire a PR firm, that's what you would pay for them to try to book you on radio, TV, newspaper, et cetera. And here's the guarantee you get. You get a guarantee that you're going to pay them every month, and that's all. So I want to give you some free or very cheap resources to help you get publicity. You're going to have your press release. You're going to have your website. You're going to have your book. You're going to solve the problem, do all the things we talked about. But now, how do we get that out? So there are two great services. One is called HARO. That's free. H-A-R-O. And it stands for Help a Reporter Out. And that's where you get queries from reporters all over the country. And there's another one which is a little bit better, but you pay a tiny bit more. And it's called RicksPRLeads.com. And the total cost, well, let me tell you how it works and then tell you what the cost is. It's crazy. I wrote a book called, I get called Networking Magic. I get queries. What this is I get emails, and it says list reporters from all over the country looking for stories. And if you see a story from a reporter that you can answer, you just email back and say, hey, I'm an expert on that. I wrote a book on that. I can talk about that. So I saw an email from a lady from the New York Times saying, I'm interested in talking to somebody who knows something about networking. And I sent an email back saying, well, it just so happens I have a book coming out next week called Networking Magic, and I know a whole bunch about networking. Let me send it to you. So I messaged it over to her at the time. She called me back 2 days later and said, well, I really like the booklet. Let's do an interview. We did an interview on the phone. And the following Sunday, I was in the front page of the New York Times.
Wow.
And the New York Times said that I, Rick Frischman, was the number one expert in the whole country on networking because I wrote this great book called Networking Magic. Now, that wasn't a book review. That was a reporter in the New York Times saying that I was the expert. Now, I assure you, there are thousands of people who know more about networking than I do. But the New York Times just said that I was the number one expert. And from that, I got an Associated Press and the Wall Street Journal. And how much would it cost me to take an ad in the front page of the New York Times? First of all, you can't. But even if to take an ad in the New York Times, it would cost $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. How much did I pay for this service? $99 a month. That was it. And I used to pay thousands for my company, but now our, you know, we get a discount at RicksPRLeads.com for $99 a month. And because you're a Tom Antion, Rick Frischman person, when you go to RicksPRLeads.com, you get the first month for free. So this costs you a whopping $200. You think it's worth it? Let's analyze $200 versus paying a PR firm $10,000 a month. And they use the same service. So that's how I get in newspapers all across the country. The other service is a press release sender service, and it's run by the same people, which is PR Newswire. And the site to that, you all should be getting in my newsletter due. It's always number 9, is rickspressreleasesender.com. And that's how we send out a press release to thousands and thousands of outlets in one fell swoop, and we get 200, 300, 400 pick it up the next day. And that is a one-time cost, I mean, for $395. You shouldn't do it every week, but do it once. But that's also a hell of a lot cheaper than hiring a PR firm. Those are the services I use. I'm going to give you another amazing tip. But first, take a break, and let's just do two more tickets, or else I'll just keep on talking.
Okie dokie. So the next one is, remember, send it to orders@antion.com for those of you just checking in. And the next one you put in the subject line is called platform. Put it in the subject line. Platform, P-L-A-T-F-O-R-M. You're going to be hearing that like crazy at the event about the platform that you need to build online and offline and everywhere else. So put it in platform, and we'll come back with the winners in a little while.
Super. Okay. Well, I got one email so far from Pam, who's a winner. So everybody else who has won, make sure you send me an email, rick@rickfrischman.com, and so that I can get you the coupon code to come for free and bring a guest for free. All right, next big tip about publicity is I want you to hire a munchkin. I actually own the URL, hireamunchkin.com, okay? And what that means, this is the greatest tip for publicity you're ever going to hear, is instead of hiring a PR firm and paying them $5,000 to $10,000 a month, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to and or call your local college and see if they have a communications department. Now, I studied TV and radio at Ithaca College in Ithaca, New York. And what I did is when I graduated, I called every radio station, every TV station, every newspaper there was, to try to get a job, and I ended up getting a job in New York at WOR Radio. But I knew every station. That's what I studied. So I want you to call the communications department at your local college and hire two kids, and you can pay them 10 to 15 bucks an hour, beer money, to make calls on your behalf to the local radio station where you live, to the local newspaper where you live, to the local TV shows where you live, and pitch you to put you on the air using everything we just talked about before, your press kit, your website, and you are going to be controversial and solve a problem. And particularly, you're going to react to something that's local in the news. So I live in Long Island, New York. I started with the Jericho News, and that's the paper that was thrown on my driveway, and got in there, and then I got on Channel 12 Long Island, my local cable, and then I got in Newsday, which is bigger, and moved up. But first I started locally. Now, I heard where a lot of you folks are from, and many of you are from, you know, the flyover area where you have, you know, Boise, et cetera, where the great news is there's tons of media, and you're not fighting with everybody to get on. So go to your local stations first. But the secret sauce, hire a munchkin, go to a local college, and get these kids who are looking to call all these people anyway for jobs when they graduate. They would do it for free, and they are just as good as the people in the PR firms. I have hired 400 or 500 kids right out of college to work for me in my PR firm, and these kids are doing the exact same thing, and it's the greatest thing you can do. You can Google search yourself every local radio station in town, every local TV station, and just call up if you want these kids to do it for you. And that's your easiest, best way of getting publicity if you're not going to hire a PR firm. And how many of you, raise your hand, want to spend $5,000 a month or $10,000 a month to hire a PR firm? I sold my firm, so I don't do it anymore. So I'm not pushing for you to hire me because I don't do it anymore. But so that's the greatest way of getting publicity. We're going to switch into publishing in a second. By the way, but before we do, every one of you, none of you should ever be on a radio, TV, or newspaper interview unless you've been media trained first. We'll do some media training at Author 101. But you need to practice every word that comes out of your mouth. Understand that nothing is off the record. And reporters are not your friends. And also, remember this, when you blog, when you put something out on Twitter, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, and I do that every day, once it's out there, it is out there, and you can't take it back. And you've seen in the news every day where someone got fired because they put something out on a Twitter or Facebook. And even if they took it down 10 seconds later, it's out there. It's gone. So watch every word that comes out of your mouth and every tweet and post that comes out of your computer, because once it's out there, it can destroy you and will be there forever. Really, really important. All right, Tom, do two more.
Yeah, absolutely. Our winners from last one was Danielle Furman and Dr. Pierre Ulwin. I think that's the pronunciation. Daniel Furman, Dr. Pierre Ulwin. And also, just to piggyback on that, you'll be able to actually do some, a little bit of live media training. One of our star speakers, Starley Murray, will be taking, you can get there and get on her schedule, and she'll do a quick media training session with you live right there at the event. So that's a pretty cool extra feature just for showing up. Okay.
And Starley is amazing. You will love her. She's one of our family and brilliant. So check it, StarleyMurray.com.
Yeah, we call her the triple threat, because she's in the early days, she was a makeup artist for top celebrities. Then she became a branding expert, and she was a producer of America's Most Wanted. So, this is you don't get people with those kind of credentials all in one person usually. Okay,
right.
So the next one, remember, orders at Antion.com, and you will say, or put, nine revenue streams. That's part of what I'm going to be teaching you in my main session, is nine ways to bring in money from your writing and your knowledge on the web. So nine revenue streams. Go ahead. Take it away, Rick.
Great. Here we're getting some people saying I'm a winner. I won. So Joan and other folks, so thank you. And all your winners, just email me, rick@rickfrischman.com, and after this call, I will get you the coupon code so you can come. You'll pay just $100, and you'll get that back at the door. Okay. By the way, there's a lady who's not on the site who's going to be speaking the event. Tom, you're going to fall in love with her. You don't know her name. It's Jennifer Cashel. She lives in Los Angeles. I started with her 20 years ago, and I got her literary agent. And she runs an outfit called Young and Successful Network, specifically for women. But she had New York Times bestseller. She now teaches all over the world. And actually, this Tuesday, 2 days ago, she was counseling for an outfit called the UN here in New York. She also works with an outfit called Bloomberg. She works, goes to Kenya. She's always traveling all over the world working with women and teaching about business. It's YSN, by the way. Young Successful Network is her organization. And I happened to call her the other day, and she said, and she wasn't in Europe. It's like, wow, you're actually around. And her name is Jennifer Cashel, K-U-S-H-E-L-L. And she's going to be speaking, and she actually lives in L.A. and is going to be in L.A. in October 22nd to 24th. Just at their networking and probably on the panel, just because I got her going 20 years ago, and she's great. She's also amazingly talented and brilliant, and also just a lovely lady. So lots of new people. If you've been to Author 101, who have new speakers who have never been there before, that we're bringing in a lot of new folks. So just kind of interesting. And she's not even up on the site yet. All right, let's talk publishing a little bit. Here's your homework assignment. More homework, but every one of you needs to have a book proposal. And what's great is you have about 8 weeks till Author 101, so you have time to get this done. But a book proposal is, in essence, we talked about before, who you are, what the book's about, the title, the subtitle, your URLs, your websites, your testimonials, all the stuff we talked about on your website has to be in the book proposal, but basically the business plan for your book. And no matter how you're going to get published, you need to have one. And it says, here's who I am, here's what the book's about, here's a competitive analysis, here's how this book is different from all other books. Here are 15 chapter headings, and that's going to help you write the book, and I'll tell you how I write my books in a moment. And here's what I'm going to do when the book comes out. I've written books on the subject. There's a book that's teaching you about it called Author 101. You can just go on Amazon. It's about $9 or something. You can download it, which teaches you how to write a book proposal. But there are lots of other books. Michael Larson is a great book. Jeff Herman has a great book on book proposals. Terry Whalen, who's one of our editors, has a book. But there's also a free site that you can go to, and that one of our students put this together based on my book, and it's BP, which stands for Book Proposal, Wiz, W-I-Z, .biz, BP.biz, and it's totally free, and it will help you write your book proposal. I actually do it for you. It's just plug and play, and it's totally free. We've actually had hundreds of students use it and come to Author 101 with a book proposal and get literary agents and get book deals. So, again, we said content on this call. We're giving you tons of free resources. So that's totally free. And that's also, of course, in my Rolodex and on my site as well. But Rick, I'd also, you can get there at ricksbookproposalwiz.com because I hate biz and net and all those things. All your sites should end .com. So ricksbookproposalwiz.com redirects to bpwiz.biz. But it's a great resource for you. So all of you need to have a book proposal, and that will help you start writing your book. And actually, here's how I write my books. I either do an interview on the phone with my ghostwriter, just like we're doing now. And here, we're going to be on the phone for probably an hour and 15 minutes or an hour and a half. And I talk really fast. So that is probably 15 to 20 pages right there, just recorded. If my ghostwriter recorded this and then transcribed it. But there are even easier ways of doing it. And I posted actually a video this week called, you know, Find Your Dragon. And I was talking about Dragon Speaks software. I think it's Dragon Speaking Naturally, the name of it. Tom, you may have used it. You just do a Google search. It's about $99. Everybody says that's the best one. But there are other ones out there. I'm just recommending any of them. You download it in your computer, and then you just talk your book. And all I want you to do is take your 15 chapters that we're doing in our book proposal and talk chapter every morning for a half hour. And if you talk as fast as I do, that will probably be 10 pages. Now, a book can be an average of 175 to 200 pages for a nonfiction book. Like Brendan Burchard's book, The Millionaire Messenger, was 161 pages long. That's all. And we sold it for $21.95. And it became number one New York Times bestseller. It doesn't have to be a long book. In fact, it's even better if it's only nonfiction, 175 to 225 pages long. Fiction, you need to write the whole book. It's got to be a story. It's probably going to be 300-400 pages, et cetera. But for nonfiction, I want you to just write your 15 chapters and speak your book every morning. Then Dragon Speak or any of these software that you use will transcribe it, and then we just give it to an editor, and we work with 10, 15 great editors that can clean it up and make it into a great book. And that's how I write my book. It's as simple as that. And that is what you can do between now and October 22nd. But it all first starts with your book proposal. Let's take a fast break and give out some more.
Okay, so next two winners are J.R. Phillip. He goes by Higher Man, and Bettina Gordon, J.R. Phillip and Bettina Gordon. Email Rick at rickfrischman.com, and he'll send you the coupon code to get your no-show deposit, which you get back as soon as you get there. Okay, right. And the next thing to put in your subject line, keep in mind that if you can't do email, you're still going to have a chance to write an essay. We have an essay contest at the end. And the next one is Author 101. Just put Author 101. Send it over. Back to you, Rick.
Great. And by the way, please, folks, don't play unless you know that you are available October 22 to 24 and can get to Los Angeles, because if you play the game and win, you're taking the tickets away from somebody else that could have possibly won. So please only play if you know that those dates are available and you can come. That, because I just want to be fair to everybody, but, you know, and let everyone who can come, you know, give them a fair shot at it. Okay, so now you have your book proposal, and you know how to write it. You have my book, and you have the free software, and you know how to write your book just every morning. All right, now, there's three ways of getting it published. Number one is traditional publishing. Tom went that way. I went that way. My book was published by Adams Media, McGraw-Hill. You know, there's HarperCollins, Simon Schuster, that the old way, and it's kind of a weird, you know, publishing is changing because it's a somewhat broken system. It's a model from the Depression, literally from the 30s, which thank God has changed, but it's still a great way to try to get published. So what you need is first your book proposal. Your book proposal, the main thing that you're doing for, besides the fact it's your business plan, is to get a literary agent. Literary agent is almost impossible to get. There's a book called Literary Marketplace that lists every literary agent, and there's hundreds and hundreds of them. But unless you know somebody or come to an event and meet them, it's almost impossible to get a literary agent. The literary agent takes your proposal or full book if it's a novel, and then sends it to a friend who is an editor at one of the major publishing houses. They will bring it into their publishing board. If it seems good, they'll check you out online. They may make you an offer. The typical advance is $1,500 or less. And in some cases, they'll want you to buy back books for $50,000 or $60,000. I have copies of their contracts if you're unknown. They will take your rights, your intellectual property rights. They will edit the book. They'll print it. They'll get it on Amazon. They'll get it out in bookstores. And they'll get your book out a year or two later. You have to do all the publicity and marketing. Of course, they don't do anything for you, just so you know. If the books don't sell, they will all come back in about 3 months to 4 months and back to the publisher, at which point they'll either let you buy them back or they will destroy them. It's much cheaper for them to just to destroy them. And that is the model of major publishing. I made it sound great, didn't I, Tom?
Yeah. You didn't tell them that I only did it one out of 17 books.
That's it. And you hated it.
I hated every second of it.
The publisher, by the way, that published your book is the one that I have a copy of their contract where they're making unknown authors pay them like $50,000, $60,000 to get the book published. It's at PubDate. Crazy stuff. But that's regular publishing, and I would like you to go with them if indeed you get a large advance. And here's what I mean. Let me go to the other models and then I'll tell you about it. Okay. So model number two is how many of you probably have gotten published, which is self-publishing. And now the self-publishing way of doing it is print on demand. POD for short. And what that is, there are hundreds of companies out there. The biggest one is called Author Solutions, and they own Author House, Ex Libris, iUniverse, and many, many other ones. And also they own private label companies for a lot of major publishers, like for Hay House and Harper, et cetera, which are actually just self-publishing divisions, and the big companies do nothing. It's just where they send all their junk that they don't want, and that's just the truth, and they make a huge amount of money. But here's how it works. You send in your manuscript in a Word or PDF. As long as it's not like How to Make a Bomb, they will print virtually anything. You pay them money, they'll print it. It could be 30 pages or it could be 1,500 pages. They don't care as long as you pay them the money. They will print the book in about, you know, they can get it ready in about 3 months, on demand, and the book will be available. So that if someone orders it today, they will print the book this afternoon, and it'll get shipped out be available as an ebook, but they have no inventory, and it's literally just, you know, on demand, one book at a time, and that's how it works. The good news is they don't take your intellectual property rights. You still own your rights. They will get the book out. Don't believe, by the way, that if this POD company is a division of a major publishing like Harper or anything else, that you're going to get first dibs at getting published by a major company. That's baloney. There's a huge amount of profit in the way they do it. The bad news is, number one, the books are not returnable, so we'll never get in a bookstore. It'll only be online, Amazon or an ebook. And they will try to upsell you. It may cost to get you in for $500, but they will try to upsell you $8,000, $10,000, $15,000 worth of junk you don't need. And the average person that publishes with a POD publisher pays about $8,000. It's amazing. And that's how they're making all their money. The one that's probably the best is CreateSpace. They're owned by Amazon. But it is a great way of just getting started. It's kind of the minor leagues of publishing. The average amount of books sold of a book published POD is less than 100 books in their lifetime. In fact, usually the only people that buy your book, and this is really mean, is people who either birthed you or married you. And that's a terrible statement, but it's true. But if you actually do indeed sell 1,000 or 2,000 books or more, then major publishers and traditional publishers and hybrid publishers will be interested in your book. And the good news is you own your rights. So I take over rights to books published by CreateSpace and iUniverse and Ex Libris all the time, so you can get your rights back. The third way of getting published, and then we'll give away two more tickets, is hybrid publishing, which is what Morgan James Publishing is, morganjamespublishing.com. And there are many others like us out there. It's sort of the best of both worlds. We're a traditional publisher in that we actually have a sales force of 41 reps that sells books into bookstores with Ingram Publishing Services, division of Ingram, which is the biggest wholesaler in the world. We don't accept everything like the POD publisher. We get 5,000 roughly, you know, manuscripts. We only publish 150. We don't edit your book. So you have to give us a finished edited manuscript. You keep your intellectual rights, because you keep your rights. We don't edit the book, but we do everything else. We do the interior. We do the cover design. We do distribution. We make it available on, in bookstores and online and as ebook. You get paid a small advance and you get a higher royalty. I'm not going to get into all the details. Go to morganjamespublishing.com and there's a button there called compare, and we compare the three different models of publishing, traditional, which we first thought, POD, which we talked about, and entrepreneurial publishing or hybrid publishing. You can see it all there. And you can always email me, rick@rickchrisman.com, and we'll talk about it. But either way, no matter how you decide to get published, you need that book proposal. And it's got to be a good book. That's the other thing, is that, you know, you need to get word of mouth. But I want every one of you to have a book, because I don't want you, I mean, Dan Pointer coined this phrase, and I love it. He said, I don't want any of you to die with a book still in you. And you all have something that you can teach the world and make a difference. And a book gives you credibility in your business. And also, it's just really cool when your kids and your grandkids, you know you're an author. And that's forever. You will always be known as the author of. And usually if you do one book, you can do another and another. And that's why Tom has 17, I have 18, and we're always working on new books. So that's what we want for you. I'm going to stop there, and Tom, why don't we do tell the winners?
Okay, the last two winners were Anne-Marie Urey, and Louise Dewey. Anne-Marie Urey and Louise Dewey. Email Rick at rickfrischman.com for instructions, and can't wait to see you there. So the next subject line, everybody should get ready. Don't forget, those of you checking in late, you can do an essay contest. We'll talk about it at the end. The next subject line is Rick's Demand. Rick's Demand. Do it. Send it
okay.
over. Take it away, Rick Demand.
Ah, the man. Okay, cool. Thank you.
I want to see how they spell it.
Yeah, the man or the man. We'll see how it comes through. Either way will work. And again,
you're the man.
One thing to know about Tom and I mean, he's my friend because so many reasons, but also he's just, you know, totally there and there for his folks. And if I email Tom, he always gets back to me within an hour. If I call him, most of the time I'll get him on the phone, and if not, he'll call me back soon. And that's the way I work, and that when people say, you know, if I call, try to get in touch with someone, I got to deal with three assistants to make an appointment like 2 weeks from next Thursday. It's like, you know what? You are clearly much too much an important person to be dealing with the likes of me. Because for me, you know, if you go to rickfrischman.com, my email is right in the bottom. You all know it. It's rick at rickfrischman.com. Your email should be like that as well. You know, it should be your name at yourname.com. You know, Tom is orders at antheon.com. Very easy. My phone number is right at the bottom of my site. So it's like, if you want to reach me, just call me. And most of the time, I will pick up the phone. If I'm busy or doing something or playing tennis, then it'll go to voicemail. And guess what? I'll probably call you back within an hour. That's the way I work. I don't have assistants. I don't have secretaries. I'm very accessible. And when you sign up for Author 101, immediately both Tom and I see that you signed up, and I send you an email back welcoming you. Yes, you get all these autoresponders and all this other stuff that Kickstart Card does, but I send you a personal email back saying, hey, it's Rick. How can I help you? Because that's the way we are, and that's the type of people I want at Author 101. And that's, I mean, if you meet David Hancock, he'll hug you the first time he meets you. He's the owner of Morgan James Publishing. I mean, that's the kind of people we want to be around. Life's too short to be around negative people and people that aren't, you know, helping and aren't accessible and around. I mean, and again, Tom, we've been together for years and years. And, you know, some of the folks who are my editors and agents that come, they do it because, you know, Scott Hoffman does not need to come to Author 101. He is one of the biggest agents, if not the biggest literary agent in New York. He has about 18 agents that work underneath him. He has 50 number one New York Times bestsellers. He does not need to come do this, but he does it because he's a friend and he loves helping and teaching. And so that's the type of people we want to be around. And look, I know some of you are saying, I can't write a book. But even if you just have an idea, understand that this is about, it's life-changing just because of the folks you're going to meet. Not only the teachers, but the people who are coming from all around the country and all around the world to be there, because they're just really cool people. And you never know. I mean, for me, I met David Hancock at a seminar. I met Tom Antion at a seminar. In fact, most people I'm doing business with and are close friends of mine are people that I've met at seminars over the past 25 years. And I've been going to or putting on seminars since probably 1990 or so. So it's a lot of seminars. And just great things happen. But they only happen if you show up. So, and that's why we're giving scholarships tonight. I call it a university, you know, and this is a scholarship because we're trying to help folks And that's where, by the way, if you didn't win tonight on our game, here's what I want you to do. Is I want you to write a very short essay.
250 words or less.
200, and send them to Tom. Tom will read them very quickly, and we will choose a few folks who we think are, you know, really touched our heart. And tell us, look, I was on the call. I really know I need to be there. Here's my life. Here's what I've gone through. And here's why, you know, I would really deserve the scholarship. And we will try to help as many people as we can who are in need of a scholarship. But make it short, you know, 250 words or less. Also send it to Tom Antion, orders@antion.com. And there are folks who are listening in on the replay of this call. And that's how we're kind of making it fair for those folks who weren't able to make it live, is that send us that 250-word or less essay, and we'll choose a few people that we can give scholarships to. Okay, here. Then I don't even know if we can open it up for some questions. I'm happy to answer questions from the audience.
Yeah, we really can't open it up right now.
There's too many people on the line.
But okay. Okay, so
all right,
why don't we
give away two more?
Rick's the man, or Rick's the man, Shanto. That's the name. It's Shanto, whoever you are.
Okay.
Send it over. And the other one is BMSJ. That's part of their email address. I don't know the... There's no name with that one either. So Shanto and BMSJ. And now the next one is that you'll put in is my dog's name. And the reason I'm using his name is because he's a personal protection dog, and he has pledged that he will bite you if you don't come to Author 101. So put in Rubix, R-U-B-I-X, R-U-B-I-X, and back to some content, and we'll give you a wrap-up on the event again, and hope to see you all there. So put in Rubix, and take it away, Rip.
You're a sick man. All right, so, so if you win, send me an email, rick@rickfrischman.com. If you don't hear from me by tomorrow, by end of day tomorrow, then I didn't get your email. So send it to me again.
You can copy me on it, too, at orders@antion.com.
Yeah, probably a good idea. And I will send you back just a very short note. And, again, rooms are $119 a night. You can go at author101.com on our go to the accommodations page, and there's a link to get your room rate at $119 a night. One other interesting thing, by the way, if you need roommates, we have a special page, and you're all invited on Facebook at Rick Frischman Author 101 Alumni. Rick Frischman Author 101 Alumni. And we have, I think it's about 3,800 authors there, all helping each other. And so even if you need a roommate, you can post, "I need a roommate." But you can just also post if you need any help. And I police that page every day. And if someone tries to sell sunglasses or do something weird, I remove them from the group immediately. So no one can sell anything. It's only to help people. You have to ask to join, and I will let you in. That's a great resource as well. Publishing. Let's just go back to that. All right, so we talked about three different ways. Morgan James, I mean, we can get your book out in as little as 10 weeks on average. However, the major bookstores want us to do a pub date. They want us to publish your book about 6 months away. So we're not waiting a year or 2 years, but to do it properly, the bookstores want us to choose a pub date about 6 to 8 months after we sign up a book. But we can actually get the book done for you in as little as 8 weeks. You get your books, by the way, very cheaply. So back to Brendan, he sells his book $21.95. He gets his book from us. He got his first books for about $3.50 a book, and now he's getting his books for about 99 cents a book. Where that he gets from us, he sells it in the back of the room for $21.95. That's pretty good. I have to buy my books from McGraw Hill, the $20 book. I have to pay 50% of list, so that's $10 a book. So paying 99 cents or even $3 a book is a heck of a lot better. The intellectual property rights. Very, very important. And Peter Hoppenfeld will be speaking. He's my attorney, and he talks about copyright and trademarks and protecting yourself. Very importantly, is when Brendan's book, and again, I'm just using him as an example, but went to number one in the New York Times, The Millionaire Messenger, Scott Hoffman got a call from Simon & Schuster saying, hey, this kid's really good. We'd love to give you $2 million for his next two books. But one of them, we'd like to get The Millionaire Messenger. And then we want him to write a new one. Now, I can say the number because that's public knowledge, by the way. So I'm not divulging any information that isn't already out there in the world. But he was able to take his book back from us with our love and blessing. He bought back any books that we had out in inventory and accept gleefully Simon & Schuster's $2 million. And so he had the Millionaire Messenger, and then he wrote the book to charge for them. But it's very important that you own your own rights and all types of rights. So never sign a deal with a publisher unless you have a literary attorney or a literary agent at your side, because every contract is designed to take things away from you that you shouldn't be giving them. So very important that you take your intellectual property rights. Now, if you want to sell to a major publisher like Simon & Schuster, that's fine, but make sure they pay for it. You know, and you'll have to decide on, you know, yourself what's the number that is right for you. You may, if they offer you $5,000, you may say, man, you know, that's $5,000 more than I had yesterday. I'll take it, and they can have my rights. I'll write another book. So it all depends on what your needs are. But make sure you have someone who really knows the industry at your side to protect you, because it's a slippery, slippery slope. And publishing is changing every day. And then there's lots to get into, which, you know, about how much royalties you get, how much you get if it's sold as an ebook, what kind of rights, you know, if you're doing back of the room sales and you're doing products, which Tom teaches you to do, make sure that, you know, the publisher doesn't have any of those rights, or else, you know, you're going to be in a tough place. So the money is made at the back end. The money, and if you've heard Tom before, you know, he makes a gazillion dollars every month while he's sleeping or playing tennis, just because he has so much product out there on the internet, it just keeps on coming in more and more and more. The books are giving him and you credibility, but you don't really make the money with a book per se. You're making it because of the book. And that's an important thing. And one of the main things that we will work with you on and teach you about is not just having the book, but making money continually throughout the year so that you can do the things you need to do. So we want the best for you. We want to help you. We're giving some scholarships if you're listening. If you haven't won, write Tom, and then we'll look at it, you know, 250 words or less. And Tom, I'm going to stop. Let's give two more tickets.
We'll give two more tickets, and I want you to tell them all about the event, and then we'll do a little more content and call it a night.
Okay.
So the two winners for Rubik's were Bruce Wright and Vegas Hope, Hope Lardieri. So Bruce and Hope, you are winners. And tell them, let's talk about the event a little bit, the specifics.
Wait, let them email, last two email in, just give them another phrase, okay? And then that will be that.
One more thing?
One more.
Okay.
One more, just to be nice.
The last one that you can...
They missed it.
You can put in the subject line is Robbie is hot.
And it's Robbie, R-O-B-B-I. That's my wife's name.
Yeah, that's his wife, and it's a family affair, and she'll be there smiling at you the whole time. Robbie is hot. That'll be for the last one. Don't forget you can still do an essay contest if you didn't win. Bruce and Hope, you did win this time. And so give them the real specifics of the event. What do they have to do to get there, and what's going to happen?
All right, so you got to get to L.A. somehow on Wednesday, the 21st of October. You can register that afternoon. It's at the Westin Hotel, right at the airport. It's at the end of the runway, so you do not need a car. There's a free shuttle that will take you 24 hours a day right to the hotel, which is about 3 minutes from your gate. Hotel rooms are $119. Go in and get it at offer101.com at the university site under accommodations. Normally, it's like 200 or more. We get it. We have a block of rooms, but they're going fast for $119. Okay, and if you need a roommate, go to the Rick Frischman site, Offer 101 Alumni at Facebook, and then even cheaper. Networking on Wednesday night, free in the lobby, where just people are hanging out and getting to know each other. We start bright and early Thursday morning, and you meet all of our exhibitors, you meet our speakers, and we start teaching all day. We have some amazing people. Jennifer Crichel will be there, Scott Hoffman, editors, agents, Tom, Alex Carroll, one lady who we just locked, who's fabulous, and Christine Closer, who actually teaches you how to write a book. She's also a New York Times bestseller. J.J. Virgin will be there on Saturday. We have lots of surprise people. Murray.
You got a couple panels, so lots of people there to answer questions from all walks of the publishing industry.
Yep, and that's the real meat. Thursday, so the first day you're there, Thursday at like 5 to 6, we have a publishing panel. We're answering questions, agents, editors, and you're getting their contact information. You cannot get to these folks any other way. They get hundreds of query letters every week. So that is the key thing, is that you're getting to hear from them. And then right after that, we have speed dating for authors, our meet and greets, where you actually get to pitch them your book, your idea, your proposal, and deals are getting made on the spot. Like, we have folks coming in October who came last April, and they are already getting published in October, right? Our success stories. And we have dozens and dozens of folks who've been to Author 101 and are published 6 months later. Friday, we start again 9 o'clock. More great content, more great speakers. Tom, by the way, speaks on Thursday. Tom, you're speaking on Friday before lunch again.
Mm-hmm. We have a VIP session on Saturday, too, I think.
Then you're doing a VIP session, exactly. And we urge you to be a VIP. VIP, you get a lot of great stuff. You get upfront seating or anywhere you want to be. You get a 23-hour MP3 of our last event, so you can study that before you come. You have your own special VIP room with coffee and snacks in the morning. And you get on Friday night our VIP cocktail party / dinner. It's really a dinner. I mean, we have like pretty much unlimited food, and it's delicious and very healthy, where you can hobnob with speakers and editors and agents, and it's really worth it. So, and you get on Saturday and Sunday, Friday and Saturday mornings, we have special sessions for our VIPs as well. So that's kind of cool. Friday we do this. So in addition to speakers, et cetera, we have another panel of more agents and publishers, another speed dating for authors. Meet and greet session yet again on Friday night, and then Friday night we have our VIP dinner and cocktail party. Very cool. Saturday, more teaching throughout the day, and you can get to see agents and editors, et cetera. And then we give you another party, and that's free. We call it the Afterglow Party. So everybody hangs out and networks on Saturday night, and you can fly home Saturday night or drive home if you're from California. Or, you know, I think you should just hang out and fly back on Sunday, or actually spend a day sightseeing and going to Hollywood, and, you know, just doing stuff in town on Sunday. Most of us stay over, but it's a Sunday, the play day, so we end on Saturday night.
And on Saturday, for those of you that become students of mine, I usually have a nice big dinner, which usually with Rick and Robbie and a lot of the instructors are invited, and we have a nice dinner for you. You hear the cliche life-changing experience, but I mean, I have in the 10 years or so, I don't know what I've been doing this with Rick.
Yeah.
I hear that over and over and over from follow-up emails from people to send this changed the course of my life, with not only what they learned there, but the people that they met and the collaborations they did, and they got agents, they got publishers, they got inspired to write a book if they hadn't. I mean, we get people here that have no book in mind. They just want to come because they've always wanted to write a book. And so they came, and then, boom, you see them next time, 6 months later, they came back holding their book up, you know, showing everybody from stage, you know, so it truly is a life-changing experience.
The thing that people have said, we're putting some new copy up, but here's the emails that we have, and you'll see testimonials, is life-changing, transformational, is another word, and also, in the beginning, I ask people where they're from, and also, I ask them to raise their hand, how many of you think that you're in a position where you're reinventing yourself? And virtually everyone in the audience raises their hand, because we're all changing so fast and reinventing, and it ends up being just a happy place where people want to come back over and over and over again, because they're around like-minded people who are, you know, they're feeling good about it. And it's transformational, life-changing. We want that.
And it's not, you know, a lot of people are worried because in the seminar industry, people have been subjected to what they call pitch fests. And this is where every speaker, one after the other, is just hammering you to buy, and high pressure and all that. And Rick gets right up in the beginning and says, hey, you don't have to buy anything. Can you still hear?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I heard a noise on the line. You don't have to buy anything, you know. He tells a story about a guy that bought everything and then couldn't use anything, you know. So, yes, there'll be some things offered to you for continuing education, mine included, but it will not be something where you just get hammered to death with buy, where they're teasing you and not giving you any content. This is the high, you know, I've been in the speaking industry, 24 years now, was entertainer before that for 6 years, so, you know, getting close to 30 years in this business, and it's mostly, from what I have seen in all these years, in the, you know, 3,000 performances I've done, the highest content seminar ever that you will ever attend, highest content, usable information just for attending, without even buying anything else. So that's a pretty strong statement that somebody's been around at a lot of these places. And, you know, so the value here is just unbelievable compared to other venues.
And Tom doesn't speak at many other places, number one.
I hate everybody, you know, because all the speakers just get up and tell bigger lies to try to outsell the other one. You know, so...
Right.
So it's not that way here.
Tom hates most speakers and most people out there on this circuit. And there's some strange people out there, and I'm not going to mention names. But so, and I use Tom as a backboard. It's like, look, you know, before I let anybody even think of anybody, I go to Tom and say, hey, what do you know about this guy? What do you know about this lady? And he usually knows a lot about him. And, you know,
because people complain to me because of my consumer advocate role I've been taking on in the past 3-4 years, So you just don't get that here. And, you know, and that's something serious, because that can change the course of your life, too, if you get robbed by one of these people charging you some enormous amount of money and then they disappear off the face of the earth. So you just don't run into that here. All right.
Yeah, well,
so,
these are people we know. And by the way, our, you know, if you're, you know, coming and you're paying, you know, we give 100% money back guarantee, which is, you know, what we teach people to do, but we stand by it. And because we believe in what we do. And then everyone that you know, does have continuing education or that you get anything, you know, you're protected. Number one, we know them. They're not going anywhere. We've checked them out. And also, I think, what is it by law? I mean, you have
a three-day right of rescission for
right.
to protect people against high-pressure sales. And, you know, a lot of people will hide that fact from you. They don't want you to know. In fact, there's tricks that they use to circumvent it. So you just don't get that stuff there. And tell you the truth, folks, I wouldn't be there if that happened. I turned down more speaking engagements than I accept anymore because I just don't want to be involved in that, and I don't need it. I don't have chargebacks on my credit card. I don't have people chasing me around and the Federal Trade Commission after me because I take care of my customers. And, and that's the kind of atmosphere we're talking about. Okay, so you're going to go. If you didn't win, you always have a chance to send me and copy Rick on a 250 words or less essay. I'm going to give the last two winners here, and then we're going to call it a night. And we hope
yep.
to see you all October 22nd. Actually, a little networking on the 21st. And for a really life-changing experience. You come in there with an open mind, it's going to get filled up because you just have so many options to choose from. Okay, so the last two winners, Robbie is hot. Tell her I said that. Rick, is Harry DeLighter and Cynthia Marshall. Cynthia Marshall and Harry DeLighter. And that seems like a good segue into I'm delighted that we had Rick on here tonight. We really want to see everybody out in Los Angeles. Remember, you don't have to rent a car. Rooms are cheap. Everything can be done right there in the hotel. There'll be parties. To consider the VIP upgrade. When you go to Author 101 University, there'll be a chance when you check out to upgrade to VIP, so consider that. If you have won a ticket, email Rick directly that you'd like to upgrade to Author 101, and he'll give you a link to do that, or excuse me, to VIP. And that'll give you special sessions and parties and stuff like that. I'll be doing a special session for VIP only that's with a lot of good information extra that the other folks won't get. So, Rick, thanks so much for joining us tonight. And any questions, send them to rick@rickfrischman.com. All you winners, rick@rickfrischman.com. And if you'd like to still win with an essay contest, we're only going to open that up for, I got a kind of record of people on the line here, for 48 hours. And then the replay people will have 48 hours from the day I release it. So get on it if you want to win a ticket. If you don't happen to win, get the money together. Get there. You heard the stories of people totally broke, changing their life around because they got to Author 101 University, the longest-running, most reputable seminar in this industry that I know of. Rick, thanks so much. Everybody, thanks so much for attending, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks a lot, everybody. See you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tom.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.